You're not a morning person, bro.
I'm not a get up. I'm not either. Brush to do shit morning person.
But it's that's life. Mornings. That's adulthood.
Right.
That's,
No.
Yeah, welcome to being a man.
I got in this career so I don't have to be an adult. My whole goal forever was to be a child.
Gonna be. There's gonna be times call early call times.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure. But when I don't have to have it happen,
we do because we don't have to.
Would you rather come in at night?
Yeah.
So actually, do it at night?
I'd much rather come in at night.
I would much rather come in at night.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I'm at night all the time.
I was up till three last night. I'm up at night. So getting up in the morning and go rushing out the house is ass.
We should try Tuesday night at least once.
I love nighttime.
At least one time.
Really? As a stand-up, I'm a night guy.
There'd be no traffic. We'd just be cruising in and out of here.
Perfect. If you said get here at 9 p.m., come on, bro.
Bring a little bottle.
Oh,
I didn't want to do that, huh, Chad? Bring a little bottle, take a shot.
This thing is still buffering. I don't know if it's rolling or not, though. Now I see the.
I see the thing. What turned you on?
Are they?
Man, did it?
Somebody said, "I want to know."
You just. But the way he sung it, like an old auntie in church.
We're buffering, but I think it's still crying. It's still recording
going right now.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's all I need to know.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, they'll tap in when
they
tap in.
Let's get straight to business then. Come on, DC. Let's get that money in there.
Oh, man, damn.
I forgot about it.
And we back with another episode of Daddy's Issues.
A gunshot. A gunshot.
DC owes money.
Man, y'all don't deserve.
Wait, that looks like 7. I don't know if that's 10.
Y'all, I'm gonna get ones.
Can you count it up for the camera?
Wait, let's count the
count
ones.
That looked like 3 ones, bro.
That did look like 3 ones.
That looked like 3 ones.
Count it for the camera.
Y'all gonna milk this because I'm never late.
That didn't look like 5 ones.
Really, I shouldn't have to pay because I'm never late.
That's because you missed the most days. You just had somebody come in, so you gotta be late.
Really, I shouldn't have to pay.
Yeah.
But for the...
There you go.
Wait, let's see, because he might have to do an IOU for $2.
Since y'all want
to
abuse me, okay.
That's 5.
Okay.
Here's 6.
Okay.
Here's 7.
Oh, your fingers are so long, DC.
8.
Put it in me, DC.
9.
No, one more.
And then take off your shirt so I can make this one rain on your chest. 10.
That's the sloppiest 10 we've ever seen.
Y'all happy now?
Yeah.
I'm so filled. Good, I'm filled to the brim.
What if I really needed that 10? I'm doing bad right now.
You should have been needed on time. It, Marlon is screwing you over.
I need that 10. I'm down bad.
If you'd have been on time, you'd have been fine. You know?
That's why it's a penalty, man.
Which is why I'm not coming in at 9 o'clock in the morning ever again.
Why, bro?
The people aren't even here. The people are alive. Everybody's doing shit at 9. Ridiculous.
I sent out the let them know we were doing that.
I prefer early mornings.
I don't prefer it. I just like to get stuff done.
I like my sex in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, okay.
I like early mornings. I like morning sex more than evening sex.
I feel like I'm not mad at that.
I'm not against that. Like, I don't think that's a wild statement. I understand that.
It's very appropriate.
Other than the breath of it all, morning sex is better than
it is
all over, like in all aspects.
And you can
marinate all night. It's warmer.
You
know what I'm saying?
Might be a little stench.
Nah. It might be.
What? What do you mean?
Give me a hint.
Hey, man, it could be at night. You still might get a little stench. You know what I mean?
They've been out all day. If they freshly shower. What if they freshly shower in the morning?
Night. They get home and take a shower.
It's been sitting a little bit, but not too much. Because all night, that's a long sit. It's a long sit all night. Some people are musty sleepers.
Yeah, you get funky at night.
Some people are musty sleepers. They be sweating
at night. Wrestling in
their
dreams or something.
Yeah, they wake up musty. They too. Some people
wrestling in their
dreams. They be wrestling in their dreams and fighting.
Some people do wake up musty. That is a fact. That is a thing.
Some people like, some. That's a turn on to some people like that.
That musk.
A musk.
Got to have a little hint.
A hint of it.
You know
I don't mind
lemon
the hint.
Juice
if I'm not...
Just a little bit of musk, lemon juice.
Oh, lemon juice? That would burn.
No, I meant the scent is like, you know, a little accent to it.
I mean, I don't, you know.
I like the smell of nothing.
No, it has to smell like sun.
Nothing is fine. I used to be a big fan of nothing.
Nothing is great.
Nah, it smell like water. Bullshit.
I used to be a big fan of nothing.
Nah, it has to have.
All right, what is water? Describe what water tastes like.
Nothing.
No one can describe it.
Nothing.
Water has no taste. Well,
water
no
has a feeling.
It tastes like H2O.
You know
what does H2O taste like?
Hydrogen.
Two parts. Two parts. Two parts.
I don't trust it if it don't have little something. Just a little dash.
That just means they just freshly cleaned?
So you just want them seasoned a bit. Is that what you're saying?
You're right. Seasoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They say there's certain things you can't describe. Like, describe the color red.
Yeah.
Fire, burning, hot.
Well,
dark pink.
You didn't describe a color.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't. I described...
The color red. So yeah. Describe the color red.
I don't think you can describe any colors, though.
You can't, yeah.
But you it's can like do
you
it
can't
with
describe the taste of water.
Remember in The Mask? With Rocky, when he was trying to explain to the blind girl what color she like, he took the cold rock. He's like, "This is blue." She's like, "Oh, I understand. Remember? That's where I got that from. I understand because you think hot red, you know what I'm saying? You think cold blue. You
yeah,
think
so earth. If you
green,
feel something cold, like,
they
be like,
if somebody was like, "I want to know what brown is," I like, "Put your fingers in the dirt. That's brown." And I'm like, "Hold this doo doo." I wouldn't say that. That's weird. That's too much.
That's brown. Hold this dude.
That's too much. But
that's true, though. Certain things do feel
like
a color.
Like, and that's why I said water. I don't think water has.
It only feels like a color because you know how to associate it with the color.
But that's how you would have to explain it to somebody else.
They're not going to, it's not going to help them at all.
It is.
No, it's not.
She said in the movie, I understand.
She said it in a fictional movie.
No, that's based on a true story.
Chaz, I'm blind. What does green look like?
You'll never know.
Wow. Wow.
It doesn't matter how much grass you roll in. You'll never
this
know.
This is green.
Thanks wow, for explaining it to
you'll
me,
never
Chaz.
Know
thank
the
you, Chaz.
Green rustling of trees. You'll never know.
Thanks for making me lose hope.
Yeah.
Because I always thought I'd be able blind. To see one day.
You're ne- no.
Wait, why would you think that?
Go do a surgery and hope for the best.
Well,
and then we'll
you
talk.
Be able to see one day.
Why? I'm trying to why? See through your words. And
because
you...
by the time you can see, I can tell you whatever color is whatever color. You'll never know. I'll tell you red's green. You'll never know. You won't know.
Why would you lie?
No matter how many green things, you're going to be like, oh, man, the skies are pretty red tonight, huh?
I just want to feel it. That's
you can
it.
Feel it. That yeah. you can do. You yeah. can feel it. Describe the texture.
Okay, I want to feel the color blue.
Mm-hmm.
What should I touch?
You water. Should. Touch nothing. You can't. You can't do it. There's nothing you can do. You should put your fingers on a Braille book and see what they tell you.
That all I can think about is that meme.
Oh,
meme
man,
with
was,
the dude.
That dude
oh, that
was reading fun. That
the
scary
Braille,
book.
Oh, the Braille.
That is so funny.
But the Braille where the dude is reading a Braille Playboy. Have you seen that one?
Oh no.
And he touches it. He goes. Damn.
I didn't see that one.
It's so it's a skinny white dude. He got on glasses and he was like, damn.
That's funny. I wonder if these people on the internet realize how funny they are. They'd be
bro,
coming up with
people
this stuff.
Be funny, funny bro. They funny. I think they know they funny. I think that's why people think stand-up's easy. Because like anybody could be funny, but like, can you yeah. be funny? Professionally.
Yeah, professionally.
You know, that's why people are like, I could do that. No, you can't.
I mean, yeah, they get one video that goes viral.
Yeah.
And never
and
heard
it's, I know, you know, how many people I grew up with that was hella funny, but right. it's like the stage is a different kind
it's
of funny.
Different. I had to make an announcement on stage this weekend and they were heckling a little bit. And I was like, hey, check this out. About 2,000, 3,000 people in the audience. I was like, no one out there is going to be funnier than me or Marlon tonight. No one. No one. So keep your table talk to a minimum, and they agreed. You're right.
Yeah,
they agreed. They were like, "Yeah, you're right. You're right." I was like, "No one out there is gonna be funnier than me and Marlon on
people,
this stage
just,
tonight."
Because not even just crafting a joke, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Being on stage, just we'll start there. Just being on stage. Poor Kira had to get up there, and they was giving Sydney something because his video did a million on Chocolate Sunday uh-huh. page. She, as soon as she grabbed the mic, I see her hands, and she was like talking, and she was like, "Oh my god, I was so nervous. Just everybody was looking at me." And I was like, so just getting past that.
That.
Fuck everybody not
moving
laughing.
Moving the mic cord.
Yeah, move. Just
get tangled in the mic cord
up
a little
there
bit.
And let me see how most of you would fail just on that. Just getting up there.
Getting up there.
And
walking
then,
up there.
Then to make strangers who don't know you laugh, or even if they do know you, to prove that you are funny. You didn't beg them to come out to your shows every goddamn day. You beg them and you beg them. And you beg them to come out every day. You tell them to come out, and they don't get their tickets early.
Are you okay, Keon?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yelled at my kids this morning.
Keon, relax,
school.
Man. Think of the color
out.
Blue, man.
It's so bad now. I can't wait till the year's over, and I think I just want to do shifts next year just to not promote.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Until you get on them boats, you'd be like, God damn it.
No, them checks.
Stuck on these boats.
Checks are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's checks okay. make it worth it.
Yeah,
and you don't have to promote.
Oh,
it.
Yeah, well, no
not,
stress. I don't
you're
have to
not
promote
being held
shit.
Hostage for weeks anymore, huh?
No, so yeah. I don't have to. I don't have to promo. I hate the promo. Be really making me like I don't want to do this. Like I just rather go do the ships.
Right.
I don't. This is or go out with somebody else. You know what I mean? But like this, I'm taking a big break next year because it's just stressful as hell.
And people the be pressure playing. Of yeah
the pressure of and people just be playing and then like I don't mind like when I did Birmingham. No one asked me to come to Birmingham. I was just testing the market.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if it's a light turnout, which actually was good. You know, there's certain places I don't mind. But like the East Coast, and I'm calling the East Coast out. They were the
New
main
York,
ones.
Right?
New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C. You know, they was like, you never come here. You never come here. I'm coming. Other than Philly. Philly's excluded. I love Philly.
I love Philly. Philly did me very good.
Philly is, I will come to Philly 8 times a year. Yeah. Like, I love Philly. But these other ones, Baltimore, I don't care to ever go back. Like, I'm like, y'all was one of the main, that was my top, like, three, like, come here.
Feels like they're waiting for us to get famous to be like, oh, we
absolutely. Go. They absolutely are.
I'm coming.
They absolutely are. Like, you have to prove it. Like, I've been dropping more stand-up clips, and people that have been following me for years are like, man, I think I might have to catch a show. And I'm like,
do you prefer a smaller crowd or a larger crowd?
I prefer just not stress. I don't care. I just don't stress.
I mean, performance wise,
performing for an intimate crowd is really dope.
I love it.
I think, I mean, it's special. You know, you get a good intimate crowd who really messes with you, and everybody's just like, it's a really special thing, I think, anyways.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I think I was telling y'all that there were certain points because we did an arena. In Bloomington, Illinois, it was dope. It was a good time, but there was times I felt a disconnect on stage just by like how many people were there, how far we were from the stage. I mean, from the crowd and all that. I felt like a disconnect, and I was like, "Man, this is." It just felt like I was talking to myself. Mm-hmm. I was still getting laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I heard them roars in the
back. I was getting roars, but it just felt like for me, I was like, "I wish y'all were just closer." You know what I mean? Like, come touch me, hug me. You know what I mean?
I get it. You do them. You do them. Smaller rooms, even comedy clubs, you do it. You could just, they like right there,
right?
Because even when they're closed and people be in the back, you're like, dude, come up. Why are y'all so far in the back?
I don't want to get talked about.
Come up here.
I'm gonna make fun of you if you stay back there,
right?
Bring your ass.
I'll come
up
in the audience if you sit too far.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really, my shows ain't really like people be like, oh, do you do a lot of crowd work? If you see crowd work, because I'm hosting Chocolate Sundays, I'm not, you know, I'm just fucking around, I'm not doing my material, but at my shows, no, I got an hour for you
to, material.
To talk about. Like, I don't want to bother you. You have to do something outlandish for me to be like, hey, you in the...
Do y'all think crowd work is ruining stand-up? I don't think so. Yeah,
I don't think it's ruining stand-up. However, I think audiences are becoming conditioned to it. And I don't think that there's a... I can't wait to see this person's material. But the good thing about it is, like, they're just into you for the person that you are. You know what I mean? It's like they're just there to see you. Like, I love what Nate's doing. You know what I mean? Like, what Nate's doing is great. What's his name? Who's always doing the crowd work specials? My bad.
Matt.
Yeah. Like it's all wonderful and it's great.
Renee doing it a lot now, too. Renee doing it a lot now, too.
Which Rocket? Is great.
Mm-hmm. Straight crowd work?
It's a lot of bringing people on stage. And
yeah.
I mean, I be thinking that's just a piece of the show. I don't think that's the whole
thing. From what I've seen personally, when I've went out with people who do the crowd, put that stuff out, they do it after.
Right.
Yeah, so like Drew Lynch, for example, does his hour, and then he does his question and answer after the show. I think Preacher does it the same way. He does his 45, and then anybody got any questions? And then that's the shit that they put out. But the show's already happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a smart way to do it, yeah.
So that way, because they tell people up front, no, we're going to get a show. And then you can do the stuff you want to see on the internet. If you want to go viral or whatever, then this is the time.
Yeah, I'd feel cheated if I went to see somebody and they did crowd work for the whole hour.
The crowd work specials is what bothers me.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's when I go, like, you're not delivering your, I don't know. Stand-up is such an art to me. So I go, like, hey, man, this is when you put it together. This is all the work that you did. This is your hour of, like... This is your painting. This is your Picasso. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel.
And then it's just like somebody's like, bam, 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 bam. Not even looking at the colors. who's got a color for me? Yellow? And you're just doing that. And I go like, oh, man, you're supposed to make that a big piece of who you are, what you're doing. This is just your moment. Like,
yeah, I can't pay money to see you wing it for an hour.
I'll be mad as hell on all this.
Well, that's the thing.
So where you from? What, an hour?
The thing is, the people who are coming to those shows are paying for that.
Sure.
So like for me, I'm like, because
they're conditioned now
for that person. So for me, I think it's person by person. Like whoever you're, you know, we all have different audiences.
Are
so,
they paying for that for the whole show?
Yeah, that's what they want. They come and talk about me. Like that's that. Like that's that. Who what the experience is for that person? They're not going to come to your show and want that. But for this person, yes, I want that.
But some people come and they get accustomed to talking to the stage. Yeah. So now they come and they're talking to you.
Well, then they have to
show.
Get corrected when by the next comedian.
Chin check. Like,
hey,
we don't, chin check.
But we don't
is,
do that
what's
here.
What's happening? The audiences are being conditioned for it.
But they're not. Honestly, I'm on the road all the time. They're not. They're, I don't they're think not so doing either. It. They're not.
I feel like I've seen
not
more before than I've seen. I'm just gonna like it's a lot of we want to be a part of it. We be a part of it. I feel like I see that a lot.
Yeah,
I
we get a lot of look up Marlon say cheese.
Well, like, that's in the been happening since before this stuff.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah,
yeah, he's just famous. What up, y'all? Today's episode is brought to you by Earnin. That's like earn in. That's how it's pronounced. All right, don't mess it up. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today. All right, with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 a day or up to $750 per period. Pay period. So if you need it, you know, you need to go out, you know, you'd be like, I got it, but I ain't got it right now, but I got it. You can just take that out a little early, get it back, do what you got to do, go on a date, go get something to eat. I know how I be. I know how I be out there. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just want your money, like, because you know you worked for it, it's there, but you're like, let me just grab it now. And so you make earning a part of your financial routine and join earnings over 3.5 million customers. So you ain't the only one. 3.5 out there using it, getting their money early. So download Earnin today, that's spelled Earnin, E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google app or Apple App Store. And when you download Earnin, you type Daddy Issues under podcasts when you sign up, and it will really help the Daddy Issues podcast to help us out when you sign up. It's subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com, TOS/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. It ain't a bank. It's a company. So don't be calling your bank like, I need that. It's not. That's not what this is. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and trust member FDIC. But yeah, when I host every Sunday, that don't people ain't yelling shit out. And when I'm on the road, people ain't yelling shit out. It's pretty standard. You might have a super drunk person, but that's, you know, that's been since the history
that's
of comedy.
Been since
so
stand up, yeah.
From what I've seen, I haven't seen any increase in just like remember everybody thought everybody was gonna start rushing the stages after the slap. It's like, no, I haven't nothing. People pretty much are still, you know, they're just coming.
You have your outliers, but
yeah, your outliers, and then but people are still coming to just have a good time, and then
I've definitely seen people ask like, oh, we want more crowd work, we want that. Why isn't this person doing more crowd work? I've definitely seen that online. I've seen it in person. I've definitely experienced that.
They tell you do crowd work
not
when you're
me,
on stage
because you know I'm gonna kill my time. But I've definitely heard audiences ask for more crowd work. Whether
to Shantae?
After to different people.
Yeah, I ain't seen it.
I haven't seen it at all.
Yeah, I ain't seen them ask. It's kind of
I've never heard anybody do crowd work.
I haven't seen it in the middle, but I've definitely seen them like.
Because it's kind of like you're in control. It's kind of like you get what I give. So even if it's someone that does a lot of crowd work, they can be like, tonight, I'm not doing that.
Right.
You're just going to sit there and just take these jokes.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I agree.
And they'd be like,
if you talk to me, I'd be like,
the audiences still do what we tell them to do. Like, no matter how much stuff is done on the internet, and the internet's not even a real place. In real shows, them audience is doing whatever we are the puppet masters up there.
People keep saying internet's not a real place, but it very much is a real place. It has very much shut people's careers down. It has very much made people move. It has very much made people commit suicide. It is very much a real place. You have an entire house.
That's a choice. They didn't make you do that.
No. Your world, a big chunk of your world revolves around the internet.
But you can just turn that
off. It is kind of a choice.
You can.
No.
That's not a choice?
No. It's a choice to turn it off. But a big chunk of like social, it's not just social media and all this other stuff isn't just something you just turn off anymore. It is a big part of your world. It really is.
It's still a choice, though.
It's a choice.
It is a big part of connection. It's a big part of your communication every single day. It is. It
doesn't have to be.
Yeah. It's still a choice.
No, it does not. Yes, that is a choice. I just met a young lady this Sunday, and I was like, asking her to follow me on Instagram. She was like, I don't.
Yeah, social media. I run across that a lot too.
She's like, I'm not on there.
Where we try to send them to like get their pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Shady people ain't on social media.
Yeah, but no, you get that. And I'll get people to be like, oh, I'm not on Facebook. She was like, I work from home.
Yeah, and I travel a lot.
They're the rare people.
But the point that you're making is you have to, and we're saying, no, you don't. And those are the examples. You don't have to. Matter of fact, shit, if I didn't do this for a living, nigga, I wouldn't be on there like that.
I definitely wouldn't be on as much.
You would be to a point.
To a point, but I don't have to.
You would be to a point.
They don't have magazines no more.
It's the easiest way to keep track of your family. It's the easiest way to communicate. It's the easiest way to do anything.
But you don't have to be on there. You could be. Some people are lurkers. You know, they're just on there just
and you can
watching.
Have those people's phone numbers too.
Yeah, you can still call them. Yeah. You still text.
Sure. I'm not saying you guys.
We're not slaves to social media.
We as a society we have become. Are.
That
you're
is a choice
about,
that
you're
we've
talking
made.
About individuals, but it is very addictive. It's more so of it than not. You've seen all the documentaries. It is more so of a thing than
it's
not.
It's still
thing.
A choice.
Keon.
Is it not a choice? That's it's a simple yes or no.
It's a
choice.
What Keon's saying is factual.
I'm being factual. It is
a
choice.
Okay.
It's not a choice?
Sure, Keon. It's a choice. You know what I'm talking about, though.
But you know what we're saying. It is a choice. Like, you can't get around it being a choice.
I'm talking about in the world we're in, society, majority. We like don't be like, oh, okay, cool, Keon. It is a choice. In a society that we live in, majority of people are online a lot of the time. It is our main source of connection. You get online, you look, I find more of my news online than anywhere else. Like, it is the source of the world to connect you through an entire world. Globally, it is the biggest thing. I'm not just being like a society. The rare person isn't on. There are way more people who are on than are not on. There's how many Facebook members are there? How many IG people are there? TikTok is taking over in different countries. I'm not just being like, oh, it's these people. And
what you're saying
this
is true.
School.
Yeah, we're not denying
people in
either.
High school, like this whole cyberbullying I used to make fun of, but it is very much a real thing because it is where they are. This cats in elementary, how many people get bullied or how many subscribers they have. Like, it's real. It is a real thing. And you're going to tell a 10-year-old, just turn it off. That's not how this works anymore. We are able to see that. But if you're a 10-year-old who goes to the same school every day or whatever high school and you don't have this many subscribers and they bully you for it, it's a real thing. It's not only just online. It's not.
What you're saying is true.
And you guys are in the rare of the society.
But it's still a choice.
It's still a choice. I would tell my 10-year-old, fuck them kids.
You that's easy to say. Like, that's easy to say when you go fuck them kids and it's a bullying thing every day.
And
like,
that's why they're in MMA. We'll beat their ass. Well, they bothering you?
That's the easiest solution.
And I bet see how many subscribers. See how many subscribers they can take. Like,
I'm all down for it. You gotta shut them up yourself. You know what I mean? But it's not
You're not wrong.
We're not denying anything. We're just saying
you're 100% right.
We've made it a choice as a society to be in this shit like that. You don't have to be.
I don't think it's as much of a choice as it is for a younger generation who grew up in it. I think we're able to see the point and be like, oh no, but these cats are ingrained in it. It is what it is. Like, they're gonna have this their entire lives. Like, my daughter knows what TikTok is.
Yeah, my kids know it.
What age would you let your daughter start a social media account?
Probably to the age she starts getting bullied.
At what age would you let her start an account?
Man, I probably have to be. I'm thinking somewhere around middle school is probably where middle school, high school is where it starts getting like. I got because eventually I have to teach you how to protect yourself online. Anyways, I got to teach you the here's the do's and the don'ts. It's the same thing to me of like don't talk to strangers in the streets. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be able to avoid her being online to some point, and then. I don't want her hiding stuff from me. You know what I mean? So I know about what's happening, engaging. I'd rather do it earlier than later so she's not hiding it. I don't want to be like, no. And then I find out later on there's a whole account going on. Yeah. You know
I didn't let my kids get on social media till high school. Mm-hmm. And then they had the parental block on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I waited till high school because there's some real insensitive people out there.
Right,
for
sure. Right. They for just sure. came out with a new... thing for like teens, mm-hmm. but it's gonna have blocks and certain things
shit,
on
shit
it.
Don't matter.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Don't
I'm
worry.
Like,
it's so many.
Yeah,
other
I saw it on there. I was like, oh, that's what they're doing. But I was like, nah.
What age are you gonna let the boys start their accounts?
When they probably like middle school, late middle school, you know, seventh grade, eighth. When I trust them to be confident enough to be like, gives a shit, like who, you know, even though you know as a teen you're gonna feel some kind of way about certain things, but it's just enough to be like, that person don't. Matter, bro. Like that person don't.
I had to have the talk where it's like, all right, you can't post where you're at while you're there.
Yeah,
you got to post what you did later on in the day. You're not gonna have no creeps popping up on you in this place. You have to give them a whole talk.
Right, yep. That's great. Yeah, I mean, just like stuff like that. I'm like, there's a whole nother level of awareness they just have to have.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them the same stuff I'll be trying to tell these adults when they be tripping. Honestly, like, one, any comment, consider the source. Look who's saying it. You really care about the opinion of that person? You know, like when I see these women getting mad at these dudes that be talking online, I'm like, look at him. Why you care about this dude that clearly lives in his mama's basement? Like, ain't got it. Like, why you give a fuck what he? Or if the thing ain't got the avatar, ain't even got a. That's a person that wake up every day, made a new fake account just to fuck with people. They don't count. They don't exist.
Blocked from
yeah,
everyone.
They just
yeah, you
don't.
You gotta treat them.
You gotta know them accordingly. You gotta know who you talking to, who you dealing with, and 90% of it is BS.
I'm not.
And then stop focusing
to
on the negative too.
Having a. And DC, you probably missed a lot of this. I think your girls might have just been out of it, right?
Lightweight, because you know what's funny with Avi and A, I be trying to tell them that they need to be on social media more. Mm-hmm. They don't post enough.
Yeah,
like they're barely, especially Avi. Avi don't really fool with it. She's like, I don't like letting everybody know what I'm doing and all that. Mm-hmm. Say it again.
You said she's making a choice,
but she's on there. It's not like she's not on there.
She did that. She's allowed there. To do that.
But she made a choice. Keon's petty. she did make a choice to not, because I have to literally be like, Avi, if you, because she's, you know, she does a photography and stuff.
Right.
You want to get out there, you got to put more stuff out there. But Nay, meanwhile, she was against it, but now she's the
she has that
social
work.
Relations yeah. with community relations with the Eagles, and so she has to do it. And she's like, Dad, they want me. She literally told me, she's like, they want me to post more about me and this and that at the games and all that. She's like, I just was against it, but I missed that window of like how your babies and stuff were coming up in it. Like for them, it was just like a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They kind of came up with it. So
yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's harder, you know. It's like that same thing to me when you see the audience and like not trying to pay attention to that one person. And it took a long time to not pay attention to that. Or even when you see negative comments, you got to like, you know, you know, now it's a lot easier to ignore it now, but it's going
to
be really
hard. It's tough
to
act like you don't see it though.
Yeah. But to be a kid,
yeah,
it's going to be really hard to ignore the bad.
Like, I think like everything else is a practiced art. Mm-hmm. Like the reason why I'm calm on social media, I practiced being like, that don't count. It changed for me. Years ago, maybe pre-pandemic, right before that or right there, I just looked at the numbers. And I was like, this is back when YouTube would let you see your thumbs ups and downs and shit like that, right? And I'm looking at it, I was like, it was one video had like, I don't know, 10,000 views, I don't know, right? And then I looked at it, it had like 500 and something thumbs up and 4 thumbs down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did the math. I said, that's 99%.
Right.
We fuck with
this. Yeah, this
why
numbers game.
Care
yeah.
about, even if it's 70-30, even if like, why am I focused on that 30 when this 70 fuck with me?
Right.
I'm talking to y'all. And then you start learning, when you learn the internet, you know most people are really just trying to get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
So the only way they know how to get attention is doing that. I don't give attention for that. And people who follow me be like, yeah, Keon's active. And I'm only active with people who are just on there having a good time. I ignore everybody. And some people will even switch up. Like they tried the negative route. It didn't work. So now they come with, yeah, we do that.
I remember when you tried it.
I don't.
And I come, I guess when I pounce.
You kind of have to let your kids do social media now. That's how Sage got his scholarship.
Yes.
We had to post basketball and basketball or else nobody knows. It's not like back in the day where the scouts come out to games and stuff anymore.
Same with these agents and managers and people who do commercials.
What up, everybody? This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's your number one place to go for sports action. If you will, make some money on your sports action, if you will. You can now win up to 100 times your money with Prize Picks with just as little as 4 correct picks. All right? And if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you just play $5. So you play 5. You don't even have to win to get 50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections and up to 25% to provide more value for your lineups. So you go in there, you pick your players. Like, for example, I wouldn't pick Devontae Adams to do much because he don't even want to be on the team anymore, but I'm not going to get upset about that. But you might want to maybe go with like Justin Jefferson, you know, to pick that he's going to have more than 83 receiving yards because he probably will. Or for Patrick Mahomes to do less than 267 yards, I wouldn't pick that. But you know what I'm talking about. Just pick what you want to pick. It could be a bunch of things. You go in there, easy app to remember, and then make your money. And download the app today and use the code ISSUES, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. All right. So download the app. That's the code ISSUES. And you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. All right. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Maybe yeah, they definitely look at your numbers and as they look at your social media and
all
that stuff.
If you're doing stuff like that, then yeah, social media. But the average, I think the viewpoint that we talk from a lot of times too is this. But we're one percenters.
Yeah, we're not the average.
Most people, they ain't doing, they
kind of are turning into the average though, because you got everyone got a goddamn podcast nowadays. Yeah,
a lot of people. But it's really not. It's just because we are, you know, look who really has a podcast, athletes. You know, random people, they doing the relationship stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm like, starting to see a lot of just normies having podcasts.
Normies?
Civilians. I call them civilians. civilians.
But even that is still a minority. If you look at how many, you know, billions of people on the planet and stuff, it's all minorities. Mm. It's not that many people. I looked up the other day because I was like, I was looking at my followers and stuff. And I was like, man, I got to get more. This is not impressive enough. This is not good enough. I got to get more. And I looked up the numbers. I forgot how many people are on Instagram, and only, what was it? Only under 50% have more than 10,000 followers. And then when you get to 100,000, it's only, I think, 13%. No, it was 3%. And then 1% have a million or more. Mm. So it's like, I'm looking at my thing and I'm like, everybody I know got 100,000, but I'm in this shit.
Yeah.
But if you look at the average person page, 2,000. Whoever they know, and then that's just it.
And then they be buying followers too.
Yeah, and that's just it. So it's a really small percentage, and I think what we do, and I know I do it all the time when I speak from my bubble in my world, and forgetting sometimes that most of this stuff is very obscure. Everybody else is doing this and that, you know, and so it's like I don't think it's that. For sports, you should do it. You know, if you, like you say, photography, you got a business, you're trying to get, but if you're just going to work every day,
that's why I'm on portray to Izzy. I'm like, these are work tools.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like Facebook's the only thing I ever use to contact with my family. Everything else, I go, like, you guys are just watching the entertainment, you're watching the art. This is the, hey guys, you're getting a lot of that stuff, but. It's just like, man, it's becoming so different, dog. It's evolving.
Like you said, what is it going to be by the time Izzy gets older?
For sure. Because, I mean, even looking at, like, the unlimited possibilities of AI right now, you know, and then the virtual reality stuff, like, it's just, once those things, which they're already merging really well together and how fast AI works, like, it's insane, bro, what you're going to be able to do. You can be able to create whole worlds in a second. And never have to leave your crib.
Oh, I follow about 5 baddies that are AI generated.
Your crib be sending them to me. I'll be like, I can't tell, bro.
Like, she ain't real. No, this one's real.
You can always tell by the hand. Correct. In the picture.
Yeah. Correct. Dating them. I try to stay up on it because I want to be ahead of it, you know? I want to be ahead of it by the time my kid gets in it.
It's impossible, bro. You got to take it as it comes.
Bro, I be on TikTok tough. Yeah. Like, it's really why I'm on TikTok stuff. And, like, not like
they say posting. That might be leaving it, though. They say, you know.
Something else will come.
Yeah, facts.
And my whole thing is, like, I need to know what the slang is. I need to know what this shit means. Like, I need to, like, be super involved.
Oh, so you know what your kid's doing.
You got to, all these trends and all this stuff. Like, you just got to be ahead of it, man. Because there's things she says already that I go, like, we're here, right?
What's yet?
Yeah, right. But just even,
what's her go-to right now? TikTok?
No, she's not. She watches, like, the kids' YouTube.
Oh, YouTube, okay.
Yeah, but, like, and that's why you had. That's why I don't let her watch the shorts, because you just get a bunch of stuff. I go, like, you have to actually watch a show that's made for kids, because in the shorts, there'll be some stuff for kids, and whatever can slip through those cracks.
And the ads, and some of these ads be wild.
Yeah, some of these ads be wild. And that's why, like, it's like, you can't scroll. You can't be no scroller. Like, that's a horrible thing.
Oh, you told her that?
Yeah, we don't scroll. If you want to watch something, you can watch something.
Okay.
But, like, you know, the scrolling is dangerous, bro.
Yeah, the boys, we turned off all that. They can watch a show, but the scrolling, you can go down a rabbit hole, you end up somewhere. You be like, how you getting?
Not only that, but it's addictive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Scrolling is addictive. It's that little, like, dopamine boost every single time. You know what I mean? So you got to really, we try to, like, nix all that stuff now. But it's tough, man. You just got to be on top of it.
But ours, like, the boys aren't even allowed to have iPads Monday through Friday.
Well, that's good.
You do school, you do your fitness, you do workouts, you do
piano lessons. That's
real
good.
You can't even have it. So they have it on the weekends, but the trick is by the time the weekends come, after we get done with their games, right, and then we do all this stuff, they ain't even really been on it because they busy, they playing.
You tire them out.
Oh. Yeah, so like every Saturday, they both got soccer games.
Yeah.
And then Keelan has started, he want to have Saturday night game nights, so we've been playing games and stuff.
Nice.
Friday nights are movie nights.
Oh, just active, being a parent.
And then Sunday, we watch sports. Now Sundays they be on the iPad because I be watching the games all day.
Right,
you know they be on, but it's one day a week.
I love the tablet because of the stuff you can do. Like we're always reading new books, we're always drawing. I go like, there's so many. If she's just on there watching it, it's a problem. But I'm like,
There's other stuff you can do.
When I saw her drawing get better, I said, "You did all
bro,
this?
They drawing is I insane."
I said, hey, we doing this, yeah. So then it's her watching gymnastics and her trying to moves and stuff like that. Like, I go like, all right, these kids suck at shit. like you can train.
They got it all at their fingertips.
I had to go to practice, and I had to watch like old 80s tapes of football and shit. You know what I mean? But you had like VCR, and it wasn't. These kids, nobody should be trash at anything.
Both my kids can draw because they go on there and they have a step by step tutorial.
Yes.
And now they've learned how to draw so they look and just draw. Because I'd be like, did y'all trace this? And he'd be like, no, we just drew it. I was like, but from what? And he was like, we looked at that picture and just drew what we saw.
Oh, that's great.
That's so I love just that. It. So I and, like, and it's good as hell.
So then that's also why it's like being on top of him. I go like, Izzy has like 30 minutes to go, free time. You do what you want.
Yeah.
I go like, if you're going to be on it, we're doing something. You're going to be practicing gymnastics. We're going to be like, it's constructive.
All right.
You got to be on top of that.
We're parenting, aren't
you? Technology's crazy.
But dog, it's, I go like.
But technology isn't bad.
I want to know this. With all this technology, how are they stopping these kids from cheating now? They got all kinds
Who
of ways.
Who gives a fuck?
No, I do. I want to know. Why? I'm curious. What do you mean?
I don't think they have that stuff in the classes, though. They have the tablets. Why do you care if your kid cares about learning? I'm just curious.
Yeah. I can't be curious about a goddamn question.
They have apps.
The fuck?
They have apps that could.
Crazy. They're learning.
This nigga's nuts.
No, I'm not. No, I can't be curious. I want to know how they're stopping. Do these niggas have Apple Watches? Because I was a cheater, and I want to know how they're doing it now.
I wish I had this.
Nigga, what do you mean? This nigga's crazy.
This is the best thing.
You act like I said, we got to stop these kids from cheating. No, I just want to know how they're regulating these kids from cheating.
Who gives a fuck?
They have apps that could detect. Yeah.
They can have an Apple Watch. You can have the glasses.
But you can put stuff in. Like, let's say you have a report to do.
Oh, okay.
If you put that report in, and that was back even when I was in school, they can put what it in if it come up. Like, you took this from that. Because I had a friend that got kicked out. Yeah.
Because they
just put it in, and they was like, bro, we've seen it. You got this from this.
They know if it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
so they have all that stuff. And
man,
then
I'm encouraging you to cheat.
Oh.
Nah, I'm gonna use that shit. Use that shit. Get this shit over with so you're going to do some real shit. Because you ain't got to be doing
so
this shit
much
for the rest of your
fucking
life.
That wasn't the point
now.
To the question. Yeah.
Get this shit over with.
Chad, you know, Chad's going to shortcut.
Yeah, that wasn't the point to the question. The point to the question was, how are they stopping these kids? I knew if I had all that shit, I would have been like, oh, Apple Watch? I'm good.
I mean, I was cheating back then.
We figured it out, but
my favorite used to be I would write all the answers on a piece of paper, rip it, unscrew the pen, put the paper in the pen. I'd roll it up.
You had a little scroll?
Yeah, I had a scroll. So I put it in the pen, and I was just holding my pen like a fucking 30. I would hide it, and I could see the answers all around the pen.
Yeah.
So if it was a multiple choice, and I just had it right there, and I'd be like.
We had the water bottles. We put the shit on a water bottle. And so you
on
like,
the
so
inside?
You, well, around it. So you just hold it, put it down. All right.
I didn't think about that one. And we had all the answers for Spanish because my homeboy stole the book. Teacher was like, has anybody seen my book? And we was like, nah. So he stole the book.
That's the one you shouldn't be cheating on.
He copied it, and then we had all the answers to every test.
Oh, yeah.
And then he passed it to his brother. That book circulated for, you know, they don't change these books.
Nah, hell nah.
It circulated for years. Everybody was just passing.
Wait, are they still selling books in college?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, I remember that. We used to steal them. Sorry.
God damn.
We stole books.
Some classes require you to get the book. They don't let you just.
That's how they need a new version every year. And,
oh, yeah.
But the kids, they have tablets in their class and reading stuff like that. But my kids love reading. They just be reading. Mm. They really don't be iPads. Like, when I take it away as a punishment, I don't be feeling like they feel it.
Or they just like, okay, got a book.
Yeah, I'll read, I'll draw, and you know what I mean? I'll go outside, shoot. You know, it's just like, I think me and Cotty did a good job. Because I always said I didn't want a tablet-ass kid. Like, or indoors all the time as kid. Yeah. I was like, no, y'all gonna do stuff. And now they've found things that they like to do.
Do you prefer they have an actual book or a reading off the tablet?
No, they be reading books. They have a whole
What do you prefer, though?
Yeah, they love it. They like picking up the book, reading it, and they be laughing, making characters. And then, to Chaz's point, when they are on there, Keelan made a comic book. We put them on Canva.
Oh, damn.
And I said, have at it. And so he was writing the you know, back and forth. He was, I'll put this guy. So they're learning how to edit on there. I'm like, go ahead. And if you're creative, have at it. So they be making, I watched Kendrick. It looked like a drug deal. I watched him go to school. I said, whose is this? He had made a whole Spider-Man, drew all the pictures, illustration, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to school. He takes it out. He flips his backpack around, takes it out of the backpack, hands it to his homeboy. His homeboy is finishing the rest. So they be making comic books with their friends.
Oh,
they be
damn,
drawing.
These kids are advanced, bro.
So I'm like, and that none of it's on the only time they use it, they said, Dad, can I use my iPad to see the character so they can draw the character?
Can you imagine how much smarter we would have been if we had all this technology?
I don't think I would have been smarter.
If you had to go and you didn't have to go get encyclopedias.
I think I would have figured out where the titties was at.
You can do both.
I think that's what I would have did. I'm going to be honest. I would have been scrolling bullshit like basketball highlights all day or whatever. Like, I don't think
both.
I would have.
There's enough time to do it all.
I don't think I would have did it.
I learned so much as an adult on just YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just imagine if I was a kid.
Super cheat code.
Wait, is there anything, especially for you, Keon, is there anything that the school is teaching them that you don't agree with?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, they okay.
Could they run the lessons by me? The school is actually pretty good. Like, the school acknowledges all the indigenous people. They like, all
they do,
the,
okay.
Yeah, they do.
They
all
overdo
that.
It?
No, it's just they give you one thing the school
does. Filipino
too.
Day.
Little people day.
What are we doing?
Black
I would
people,
love
the
Filipino
teacher
day.
Coming to dashiki.
No, they don't overdo it, but they do a very good job of being you know, just all over and they be honest. And then anytime there was any kind of description, like, you know, how they be trying to teach the history and stuff, I'll correct that. If my kids is like,
what about when it comes out?
You know,
are they doing that LGBTQ?
Freed the slaves. I'm like, well, you know, he did, but this is why and stuff like that. No, okay. I have a joke about that actually.
Oh, they did,
but it wasn't. You
oh,
know,
they did.
It wasn't a. They were learning about Harvey Milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So from there,
Sean,
you know,
Penn's
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a whole joke, so I don't want to do it. But yeah, they learn, but it's like, it's not. Ain't nothing being. Ain't nobody coming to the library dressed up in trans outfits. None of that's happening.
If they did, what was your motivation?
Well, I just saw something
modus operandi.
Teacher got in trouble
at their school.
No. I saw it online, and he kept coming to class with like his makeup and stuff like that. And I guess he started the year with 30 kids. And by day two, he had 20-something. By people was pulling their kid out
damn.
Of class. And so there was a debate, you know, which I guess would be perfect to talk about here. You know, was he appropriate? Like, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, you can apply this to anything, any teacher ever. Whatever you do outside of school, don't nobody give a fuck.
Right.
But you can't bring your personal life into school, which was people's point. If you're going to be trans, or, you know, what is it called?
Cross-dressing.
Dress up, cross-dressing, whatever. Go ahead. Like, but... Why are you doing it? You're at work now. It's time to be professional. Even people's outfits,
drag.
You know, whether they talk about that. What's inappropriate to wear at school? Like, you can't, you wouldn't wear, you know, a crop top, titties out at school. You know what I mean? If you're or if you get fucked up on the weekend, you can't come to class drunk.
Right.
You can't. So that the whole argument was people's like, just keep that outside. We don't care. Just now you bring it into your workspace and with kids, and they were just like,
you're
nah.
bringing it personal into
right.
your professional.
So it's, that was the issue. Like, you know, just like, remember back in the day when you ran into your teachers outside of school, you didn't even know they had real lives.
Yeah.
He was like, what you doing at Blockbuster, Mr. Johnson? And he in the black curtain section, like, you get out of here. Like, so that
very weird seeing your teacher outside
of
school.
It was so weird, bro. It was so weird. So
saw her teacher at Vaughn, she was hyped. She was like, what? She was so excited. She's like, I can't swim home. I can't believe he saw.
Even the teachers would be weird. Hi,
Yeah, because they buying a fifth.
Like,
yeah. They buying a fifth of hen, and they stressed out from these kids.
Trevor's mom.
So, yeah, I haven't ran into any issues though. But my kids, no matter what they learn at school, they usually they're pretty good at coming home and be like, so so and so said this. Mm. You know, what's your take on that, or what's your how should we feel? And we'd be like, well, you know, blah 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 blah, this and that. But no, ain't been no issues. Ain't been nothing crazy. The school does a we. But that's why everybody tries to get into that school too. The school they go to is a public charter, and
They have combo package.
And so we go because we live in the neighborhood.
And I forgot, you said they wear uniforms, right?
Nah, no uniforms.
Oh, they Gucci.
So they a lot of people trying to get into that. It's like rated like 10 out of 10 or whatever. Like, it's the middle school in our area that people have a problem with.
I used to like wearing uniforms. I went to a Catholic school. I didn't mind wearing uniforms. Yeah.
The khakis and the white shirt?
Yeah, khakis and the white shirt. Blue khakis and sometimes a white shirt or brown khakis.
I know the parents like it for shopping purposes.
Yeah. I love when
clothes stank, but, you know.
Oh, you didn't have five different
DC years. Had one.
I had two.
Mondays and Tuesdays. Trying to see the outside. I'll see you later.
I hate the idea of uniforms. It sounds like you don't get to be creative.
Yeah.
Just on your shoes. That's the only thing they got to do is the shoes. Everybody else has the same.
Oh, you did uniforms too?
Yeah, well, my kids did uniforms.
Oh, okay.
And the only thing they had creative was their shoes.
I love Izzy be like, I'm going to pick out my outfit. I'll put this together. I go like, man, be creative, dude. I love that.
I get uniforms, though. I understand it. It's simple.
I only get it when it was like gang infested. That's the only time I only understood it was like growing up, and it was like, this gang's out of control. We're doing uniforms. So there's no this color and this color.
Yeah, so I get both sides. You're stifling creativity, but I also get everybody just looks the same. Let's not think about, like, because you got so many other things to think about. Let's not make your outfit one of them. You know, like you look at what Steve Jobs wore, the same outfit
every
goddamn day.
People personalize their little outfits anyway.
Russell Simmons wore the same thing every day.
It's just like, man. So I get it both sides. I'm like, I understand. You know, it is what it is.
I'm trying to find my old man outfit that I could wear every day.
Your sweatsuit?
Dickies. It's probably going to be some
Dickies. You can do Dickies. I'll
probably do that polo khaki. You're
so excited. Why are you so excited?
I'm just saying, because that's a fair one. Navy, blue, black.
No, just the same color every day.
I would love to be a sweatsuit guy. I think I'm ready to step into my sweatsuit era.
Hoodie? No hoodie.
Hoodie. Got to have a hoodie. And just sweatsuited every day.
It definitely won't be no goddamn jeans.
Nah, unless they're perfect.
Good call, man.
I think I'm ready. Tired of getting dressed. I don't really only get dressed, though, on stage. That's it. When I'm at my kids' games, I have a uniform.
I don't even go out no more because I don't want to get dressed.
Yeah.
When we do these shows throughout the week, I wear the same outfit every stage night. Yeah.
I
don't keep up with all the. I don't want to wear no flare out jeans.
I'm not doing it, bro.
Big
I'm
shoes.
I'm not doing it.
Basic.
I've been seeing it, and I'm like, I don't like how it looks. One thing about me when it comes to fashion, though, if I don't like it, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I don't want no crop top.
And a lot of stuff I don't like. I'm just like, nah, that ain't. I don't like.
We can't go back to baggy right now. It just looks goofy on us.
No, I don't.
Young, it looks cool on the younger kids.
Somebody's back there like, I'm back, baby. I never left.
Right. I knew. They got a jeans. I knew I'd be back for you. But nah, I just wear what I like. And I like being comfortable. I don't even wear brands and shit, rarely. Yeah. I might have words every once in a while. But brands, most of my t-shirts are plain. I have different colors. And I wear my own shit.
Thank you.
You know, bless you. But you. I don't really.
I buy cheap.
Yeah, I buy cheap. I don't. Just to me, it's a waste of time, and it's just who is this for?
I found myself being at the age where if I see a good deal, I'm getting it, no matter what. I seen some shoes the other day, and I ran and told DC, "Hey, DC, they got a sale on some shoes.
I got them on right now.
They got BOGO.
These right here.
I ran
just because they was on sale.
I ran and told DC.
No, we ran. We left the show. Me and Craig left the show. I was like, how much, Craig? I think Craig got his for, what, 30?
Yeah.
And the other pair, I got these for 15. Craig came and got me. I said, oh, let's go right right now.
$15, you gotta buy it.
Oh, we left the show. We left
the show. You didn't have a choice. You were bullied at that point.
Yeah, we left the show, went near. I was like, $15? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He said they got bogus. It didn't even have to do nothing with the shoe. It was just they this much. Oh, DC, they got shoes New Balance. This much.
They be getting me at the Nike factory like that. I just be seeing, I'd be like, well. Hey, $25.
I'm like,
damn.
Sometimes you have to, bro.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah, like, you have to.
That's why the boys have so many shoes. They don't need any shoes, but I was like, well, these 15. That's just because you got they on sale on top of the sale.
I miss that day, kids' shoes. Oh, kids yeah.
shoes. Well, now
they going up on them.
It's not that they going up. If I didn't have all the plugs, I have one. They wouldn't have as many shoes. Yeah. But I got a lot of plugs. But two, they at a point now. You know, Keelan turning 9 this year.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Kendra just, so they got opinions and.
You never took them to Payless?
No.
Payless, incredible Payless Hulk shoes.
Payless is officially
did,
gone.
They did, yeah, they did the Spider-Man shoes and stuff like that early. That was Walmart. We didn't have Payless. You know,
but, lighten up the whole goddamn.
So they did that, but they grew out of that. And Keelan is all like, we was in New York. His shoes got wet and he was like, my feet hurt. He had Air Max 90s on them, but I got a plug on them. They wouldn't even cost me much. And he was like, they're getting kind of small, and they got all wet. And we was like, well, you need some shoes. So me and Cody went, like, you know, New York, right across from the Apollo, had all, you know, all them stores we went in one store. They had some J's on that was for sale for like 60.
Real or fake?
Yeah, the real ones. Oh, no, in the store, in the store. So we got them. We was like, all right, we got you some shoes. And the same color scheme, it was the ones he just ruined because he had a lot of clothes in that color. He opened the box. He sees the Jordan box. He back up. Oh. Oh man, thank y'all, man. So like he's at that point, like when they hoop, they want the shoes of I want the Tatums, I want Steph, I want, but like they, because I'd be trying to, I still be trying to get, you know, the Nike one, the little running shoes that be super cheap with like the Velcro, whatever. I'd be like
big fives.
I took Kendrick
and the big fives.
I took Kendrick, he needed shoes. I said, Kendrick, we in this section. I said, what about these right here? And those, he loved those before. He was like, but what about these Jordan 1s, though?
Oh, yeah. He was like, you know the name.
We're here now.
The Jordan 1s.
He was like, I was like, but look at these. They got the colors. He was like, but these. And the cold part is, the shoes that you're picking out be cold as fuck. Like, I can't even lie to him and be like, these are better. I'd be like, ooh, them nice. He picked out some, they had some Jordan 1s in the Warriors colors.
Ooh.
So there was blue and gold with the white. They was fire.
Wait, what's the most you paid for their shoes?
Bro, maybe $50, $60.
Did they cross the 6 line yet? The size 6 line? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
But even if they do, I have a plug at Nike, so it don't matter. Like, they shoes, even my shoes don't be. People like, you always got shoes. Nigga, I ain't paying. Yeah, I got them.
I ran out of space. I didn't want to get these. I was like, I'm going to take a box home.
I recently got rid of a bunch.
Man, you gave them with a Goodwill? Or?
I gave a lot of clothes away. The shoes, I sold some because I never wore them. Like, I just kind of sold them back. I just got my money back, pretty much. So because I was like, I'm not going to wear these. So.
I've been paying adult prices for my kids' shoes since.
Well, yeah, they're
some first grade. They're wearing a size 7 first or second
big
grade.
Ass kids.
Why are your kids so big?
We just talked about this weekend.
Are the mom's big?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were really...
Plus, my dad was short. So my mom's 5'9".
Oh, okay. That's tall.
But my dad was 5'7".
And their mom is how tall?
5'11".
Yeah, that's tall.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay. Yeah. Well,
I went through my model phase.
Yeah. That's good. You bred wrong. You bred correctly.
I think about that all the time. Like, if I had a boy, I'd have been more been like, dang, why didn't I go for that tall tree? Climb that tall tree for that.
I say that all the time. I definitely bred wrong.
But
I bred wrong too.
I had my daughter, I was like, nah.
Okay. Yeah, your girl's little.
They little tiny little things. Bred wrong. And they were preemie though.
Oh. Okay.
They both were preemie. I think Ivy was born like damn near at like 2 months early.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can hold her in the palm of my hand.
Damn.
When she was first born, yeah.
DC was like, yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing
tricks. Yeah. I'd be telling Cody all the time, if I knew your family history, you wasn't going to get this nut. I read for looks, and my kids are going. Well,
why
like
we sound like
looking.
We're talking about slavery?
Because
I should have put the big buck.
We get to the honesty of it. People be like, "Oh, we made a child. We bred. This is what we did. You know, we're that's what humans do.
Yeah, my sons are 6'5 and 6'8.
Yeah. 5'11 moms. Cotty 5'3.
Yeah, I should have been more intent on my peen. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, ooh, she's pretty.
Izzy could still turn out to be kind of tall though.
Nah,
it skips.
It really don't matter. Yeah, nah. It really don't matter though, yeah. Because like I'm not gonna have her be some hooper or volleyball player. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Gymnastics all 4'11 anyway.
But what if she happens to be 6'2? Are you gonna try to steer her?
Well, at that point, he has a divorce. Yeah. At that point, he's been lied to his
after the DNA test.
Izzy looks so much like Chaz and yo at the same time.
Only she had my dimples. Man, she was born. I saw them. I was like, damn, that's mine. But you know, I don't expect Izzy to follow sports professionally. I just want her to be busy. You know what I mean?
That's
important,
bro.
Yeah. I want her to be invested in something to learn. She's getting too girly. That's why I rough her up. I'd be rough with Izzy because she gets, you know, my mom and yo there, they'd be too girly with her.
Yeah.
And then
I mean, she's a girl.
Yeah, but that's why I got her, because she got to be tough, though. You can't just be, I rough Izzy. Yeah, I'd be tossing her. I trip her all the time. Izzy be taking hard falls, dog. And I go, like, you all right. Like, she got to be tough out here, bro. I was like, they're never going to be tough on you. Because they do the girly thing. It's like, nah, you got
it. Yeah, sports, any kind of sport be keeping them a little tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have her marry someone like you that trips her and pushes her down.
Hopefully.
Be like, yeah.
Hopefully, out of fun, though.
Nah, you going to kill that nigga. Right. If he trip, is he? Right.
She ain't going to tell him, because she going to think it's okay. Chaz set the precedent.
Yeah. We be wrestling. I'd be tossed.
How long she been beating you, Izzy? I thought Izzy can't, I didn't cry when he hit me. I didn't cry.
If Izzy can't put him in an arm lock and break his wrist, I failed. That's where I failed. And she's really in danger and she don't mangle that nigga's finger at least, I failed.
I tried, Papa. I tried.
But I guarantee you right now, she can chuck out any other 5-year-old and she can break that nigga's arm.
I've been seeing this little girl. I got to find her dad. I follow her dad. But he be having her UFC fight, and she's like five, but she's ruthless.
Yeah.
Like, she be winning on accident and shit. She'll choke somebody out and get up crying. Like,
I didn't mean to.
He's like, yeah, you did it.
But like, if you think about it, even when we was kids, the girls was always beating up the boys. When we were little, girls was always giving people work.
Mm-hmm.
You got beat up by a girl, so she's my older sister, man. girls would be... It's like the change don't be starting to happen until
middle school.
Mm-hmm. I remember even sports. The girls would be killing. They was fast.
And
then we hit 12. We like, see you later, Sheila.
I got a little muscle.
you out of here now. Like, it's a wrap. And you hit 13, 14, and you start seeing that gap really just, it changed fast.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast. And then you'd be like, all right,
yeah, it's all good for a while.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Oh snap! It's been a while.
I don't remember how to do this.
It's been a while.
How do I do questions? I'm trying to remember how we used to do this thing. questions. With DC Irvin. Okay. Oh man,
that was brutal. But I'll take it. They said, "Finally, DC. All right, here's a question. It's gonna be simple. In your adult life." Let's say from 25 till now, what is the longest amount of time you went without taking a shower in your adult life?
I think I did 36 hours, something like that, a day and a half.
Okay. That ain't that bad.
Nah, you know me, I can't.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I can't. Even after when they was like, you can't shower after my surgery, so I was like, nah, these balls is getting
you can't shower?
Ball getting wet, baby. I got it.
The balls wet.
The longest I did was, I think, 2 days.
I'm sure I've done 3 days somewhere. I'm sure I've done 3 days several times.
Any reason? Or just because?
It's probably because I had nothing or no one around me.
So even then, I can't do it.
I probably was just like, I'm going to stay here and do nothing.
What's the longest you would?
I'd say probably like 4 days.
Damn!
Yeah, 4 days.
Damn.
What were you doing now?
What were you doing?
I think in the midst of like
4 days is a week.
That's a long time.
Probably back to back either trips or something where I was just like, I'm just going to throw my shit back
in the mat. Oh, this is recent.
This is... No. Earlier, probably. I'd say probably like...
Craig, he be musty on the road?
No. DC's fresh and clean. About 4 days. I don't know.
I've done about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
It's usually when I'm sick. I don't move out the bed. I don't want to do nothing. I might get up to get some water, but besides that, damn, I'm a baby when I'm sick. I don't get sick often. But
showering or taking a bath while you're sick is painful.
Yeah, it ain't yeah. It ain't great. It ain't feeling.
But
relief.
I feel better.
Showering like always makes you feel better.
Yeah, I don't feel like the day makes me heavy. That
what
makes
you
sense. Like when I'm out, like when we leave here and we like once the outside touches me or if I'm
in
the bed,
you feel natural. Yeah.
I feel like when I shower, I feel lighter. I always feel like my skin feels clear. Everything just feels better.
When I'm sick and I get in the shower, I be getting the chills and all that. I'm just laying under the blanket.
The steam is good.
Smelling my nuts.
Steam is good
smell
for you.
Your own nuts.
But if you can smell again, I mean, you ain't that sick. You ain't stuffy no more. You know what I mean? If you can smell, you're
good. When that's the first thing you smell, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, you
guess
good.
I feel better. Something about playing sports and showering correlated a lot with me. Like, I don't know. I remember my dad told me that. He was like, you'll play better when you shower, stuff like that. And before and after, I've always felt better. Before I played, I was always like, if I could shower before, I always felt brand
new. Feel lighter.
I usually shower like 3 times a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm a two time a dayer.
I'm a one a dayer.
Yeah.
It depends.
What, night or morning?
Well, it depends. Like, tonight I'm going to be a two timer because we're going to the Usher concert. Oh, okay. So I'm like, I got to get fresh.
You in LA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Everybody just went this weekend. I saw people's videos and stuff like that. But we're going tonight because I got to fly out.
Usher getting that tomorrow. Money. Oh, yeah. Goodness
Izzy.
Gracious.
Is he?
Are you going to be mad if it's his stunt double up there? Wasn't they saying he had a stunt double on stage?
I didn't see that. I'm just waiting for the stripper part. Just want to see that.
Oh, he brings us. Oh, he gets down?
It's a whole thing.
Was it at the Forum?
No, where the Clippers play. The new one in new what is it?
Is it Spectrum?
Into it, yeah.
Oh, they got their own facility up and running.
So it is
from the Forum,
yeah.
And SoFi, yeah.
How would you feel if Usher came to dance with Cardi?
Well, we're sitting far enough to where that's not gonna happen.
Sitting far enough, it's
we're
not
sitting
gonna
far
happen.
Enough to where that's not gonna. We're off to the.
But if he just walks all the way over,
I'd be like.
That long.
Yeah, time. Well, you gotta take me up there then. Let me open. Do stand up. Let me get these followers. And then y'all can dance all night. Let me go on stage.
If he made his way to y'all out. You know how sometimes every now and then at a hoop game you get lucky and they shoot something way up to the top.
I'm actually not shooting that far, but we're not sitting where they
you're not in nosebleeds?
No, okay. I couldn't. Because we was like, there's no point going if we're gonna sit.
Yeah.
There, that's terrible.
If I can't be close, I don't even want to go.
So we're not, because we sat. The reason why I didn't get them on the floor, one, because the prices were insane. But two, we sat on the floor for a concert before, and I was just like,
You guys have seats or you got standing seats?
No, we got seats.
Oh, good, yeah.
But we sat on the floor, and I was like, this is an overrated experience.
Yeah, because everybody stands up in front of you.
Yeah,
anyway.
So I didn't get to sit. I don't like
standing
then,
at the
So conference. I was like, no, I'd rather sit higher up and just look down and then be in my little zone. We're not even driving. We're taking a Lyft.
So y'all get hammered.
Yes, I can get a little something in me.
Hammered and
get a little something in me. Use the vibe. You know what I mean? Might leave her. Right, if a situation calls for it, might dip out. You know what I mean? If I get arrested.
You let Usher do the work. Get everything
yeah, and
all
then
cooked
I just
up.
Be like, you know.
Is Usher a sex symbol?
It's been one since he was like
absolutely.
16.
I don't want to say it that fast. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Damn right.
Yes, well, I mean, because right. It was like, yes. It was hard not to answer fast. It was like, yeah, he's been one since.
Anybody
he was...
that wears just one button on their shirt is a sex symbol.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if, I don't recall hearing a lot of women saying Usher is sexy. I don't, I just never really.
They said, what kind of question is that?
I mean, yeah. I'm. I don't
I'm surprised. Like I understand DC not want to answer fast, but I was surprised at the question too, because I'm like, that's
not because you know, I think about like a Genuine. I go like, they feel different.
That's a sex
to me.
Symbol to you?
He was back then.
He was that's a that person
guy?
I hear
Who
way
is
more
a sex
of like
symbol to you.
Well, I'm just saying, I just want to hear not Usher.
He's kind of set it up.
I think Usher's more of a sex symbol than Genuine.
He was huge. Yeah,
so what I'm saying is that I felt like, and like I said, guys, I'm not around a bunch of women all the time. So that's why I'm asking. I go like, I get the Denzel. I go like, oh, okay. So I ask.
But Usher's pretty big, though. So.
That was kind of a very surprising
That's like
question.
A Denzel
But there's people who go like, oh, man, this person makes great music. And then it's like, oh, he's got great songs, but it's this person that's sexing. I was like, I don't like.
Yeah, he's been
like, what's his name was getting women throwing panties? Who's the dude? Woo!
Teddy?
Teddy P.
Al Green? No. I died years ago. Come on.
Well, it was
Luther. Big Luther was getting women. I was like, is he a sex symbol? But I'm like.
But nobody ever said Luther was a sex symbol.
Well, the women were up there throwing their drawers at him. So that's not him
but
being
Luther
a sex.
But Luther didn't have the sex symbol like title. Like
This is why I asked.
But I'm saying Usher has since we were kids.
The kind of music you make and then how you lean into it determines if you're Usher's a sex symbol. Usher is for sure one. Genuine's for sure one.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if women go like, oh, Usher's
D'Angelo was for sure
handsome.
One.
D'Angelo
was one. He leaned into
but he wasn't until he did the How Does It Feel.
Right.
Usher's like a shoe-in, though. Like.
Yeah, that's what I'm really shocked at the question.
I'm asked, nigga. I don't know. That's why I asked.
It's kind of like my question about cheating, right?
What?
Kind of like my question about you. Something you just want to know, right? It's something you want to know.
Earlier when he asked,
when I want to know about our kids cheating, I should be like, I don't give a fuck about. If you want to know if Usher's a sex symbol or not, why would I give a fuck?
Why y'all about so emotional? That?
What did the coughing start when you laugh? What age is that happening? Because I cough so much when I laugh. Like, what is that about?
It's part of it comes next to the.
Your next is wheezing.
I'm going to check your lungs.
What did that happen? Why did
no,
that
but
happen?
I think certain people that just
that's
got
just,
that.
That's just a lock.
Usher, who else would be sex symbol?
Genuine
Usher,
was.
Chris Brown. Chris Brown was a sex symbol.
He was. Who else did they love?
I mean, who wasn't one that was big? Michael Jackson, I don't think, was a sex symbol.
No, but they thought he was.
Wait, he had to be in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the 80s, early Mike, they was like, he was so fine. Sure. Like, early
Prince,
Mike.
For sure. Even though it didn't.
Even though
Prince was
weird.
Prince
wore high heels. He was definitely
Teddy P was a huge one back then, like, huge. With that voice, his size. Marvin Gaye was.
Marvin Gaye.
Teddy started Ladies Night.
Yeah, Teddy.
Who's a light skinned dude with the green eyes?
Smokey.
Smokey.
Oh, I was like, what? Smokey, Smokey was definitely.
All them groups. I mean, if you can sing, you're automatically low-key one, like automatically.
Jodeci.
This is what I'm going like.
Jodeci.
Was Jodeci sex symbols?
Yes.
Women still talk about him today. Devontae was.
Devontae
like, not all of them.
Yeah, Devontae.
Yeah, because they wasn't like, JoJo, come get it. Like, you know what I mean? They wasn't doing that.
Wait, what are you saying about JoJo? I'm just saying
they wasn't saying that.
You're saying something worse.
They wasn't saying that.
What are you trying to say about JoJo?
I ain't saying it. I'm not a hog top people. Why would I have that? I was just saying.
Are you saying JoJo's not appealing on the
I don't know.
He was in the group.
Hold on. JoJo never took his shirt off. The rest of them took his shirt off.
Which one looked like a pug? Which one had the pug on?
Wow.
JoJo.
That's JoJo?
Wow.
He never took his shirt off.
He was always dressed.
Everybody else had their shirt off.
He didn't have the pug eyes? It looked like a pug.
You know who? The only group I never heard anybody call sex symbols was Boyz II Men, except for the talking dude,
Michael.
Michael, who they just reunited for the first time in like 30 years.
Really?
Yeah, he was on stage with them for
they
the first time in like 20 years. Yeah, because he had the deep voice.
They had beef.
And he was sick, and then some other stuff. But he just went back out there with him recently.
Yeah,
remember just
take
three of them.
Sections of the whole song just so he could talk. Everybody else be killing it.
Girl,
but if you can sing, you're pretty much
it's almost like
and then it's just how much you lean into it.
You can be an ugly singer and not be a sex symbol.
Shit. If you can sing, that gives you like you, 10
you
get
an edge, in, yeah.
It gives you such an. It,
I feel
it
like
really
I feel like
matter.
I feel like
you
this helps
many,
my question
personally.
No, because that was just such
just,
a lock.
I just like I didn't just, know if women have Usher as a handsome face guy.
Yeah,
that was just such a lock. Absolutely. Well, I guess I'm so shocked because when he got famous, we were in that era. You didn't hear the girls
didn't
in your
he
class.
Ever get sexiest man alive?
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm sure.
I remember when I was growing up. They were way more in love with Bow Wow than anybody else I know. It was Bow Wow mania.
Mr. 106 and Park.
But Bow Wow had that. Yeah, that was that kid love.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was when I talk about that was the mania. It was these women talking about Bow Wow.
That was little girls talking about Bow Wow.
I wasn't little. I remember that shit in high school. There was, no Bow Wow.
Grown up.
What year you born, Chaz?
85. I was in high school in 03.
Because Bow Wow born in 87.
He's a couple years younger.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what I remember. I remember the Bow Wow mania more than an Usher mania for sure.
Well, I mean, Bow Wow mania was. I mean, Usher mania was right there. Like Confessions. Yeah, Bow Wow
mania was
more
like.
Yeah,
Bow Wow mania was like B2K mania.
Confessions was 2004, right? Yeah. So I'm not saying that he wasn't a sex symbol. Like that's when I was like, oh, Usher got it. Like I already knew like My Way and all the other stuff like that. Like of course, but when I but that's not a name I always heard was like Usher can get it. Bow Wow though. That's what I heard
I've heard the opposite. Like Bow Wow was huge fan base wise, but I didn't know a lot of people would be like, I want to smash.
There was grown women trying to rape Bow Wow.
It was. It definitely.
No, I'm not saying. It, I know it was, but I'm saying as far like, as what
I remember. Heard, more, I remember more so Omarion being a sex symbol.
Them
than Bow Wow.
B2K and them. Yeah, I remember that.
And them cats.
That came later. Yeah, because when Omarion had to branch out solo a little bit.
Yeah,
nah, I don't. He was always B2K out the group. Sure, they were.
I don't remember anyone ever saying Omarion was sexy.
Oh, what? Yeah, yes, I think Chad's just making this stuff up.
I'm not making this up. I just probably didn't hang around a bunch of
women. You hung around a bunch of pedophiles. They only wanted Bow.
Well, I was in high school also, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mario. I remember them cats being on them. What are those magazines called?
Word Up.
Word Up. Yeah, Word Up.
Tiger Beat. No, that was the white one. That was the white one.
Yeah.
They
had a little ass showing. Yeah.
5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember all that stuff, man.
The niggas be funny looking to me, and they'd be like, oh my God. I'm like, okay.
I think they.
Raz B got that pug look too, though.
Yeah.
Omari funny looking to me. I go, like, oh, okay.
You know,
I just feel like he's a famous dude, and
once you have the combination of.
So that's why I asked about Usher. I go, like, oh, I don't know if he's a person that people find sexy. I go, like, or is it the Usher? Or is it like
when Usher first came out? He definitely like his hairline, and you know. Yeah.
Okay, so
matured.
Now that you're saying that, now I understand your question.
Because there's people out there that you go like, oh, that's a sexy person. He works at Walmart, but then there's also those people who are like, oh, okay, this person may not be. But I go like,
I'm not understanding.
He's
the question.
He's asking, is Usher a sex symbol based on
his talent,
like the aura of Usher, or is he just sex? Okay, because people say this about Michael B. They'd be like, is Michael B. sexy? Because he's Michael B. Jordan and buff and blah, blah. Or, like, if he wasn't Michael B. Jordan, he was just out.
I think Usher would sexy? Still be, I mean, I don't want
to
get defended. Yeah, you have to
ask.
That's like, what I'm asking.
You have to ask. So I understand his question
But I'm saying Usher looks, if he worked at Target, he would still get.
Well, who knows? Because he's 5'7"?
He's not no little bitty dude. He's 5'9".
I thought he was, like, short. Every time I see him, he's short. Yeah.
I don't think he's that tiny, is he?
Usher's aesthetically a good looking dude.
Let's see.
I don't think he's ugly by any means. To me, I just go like, oh, he's an average looking dude to
he
me.
He got waves.
Yeah. but he also has that pointy nose.
I get what you're saying though. But the singing part definitely is gonna add
sure.
extra.
The dance and the body. We're not gonna front like does he have the thing? I go like, oh great, he's got that. But I go like, we're just talking about face and normality. I go like
girls that if he is at Walmart dancing with his shirt off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if he's doing that, sure. They'll be like, hey, can you clock back in? What are you doing?
Can you clock back in?
We need help on aisle 6. Usher? Daddy's over here. Get your ass back over here.
So somebody said if he worked at Target, he couldn't pull. He couldn't pull me. His eyes are too small. Women that's be looking crazy. At the most ridiculous.
This is why I'm asking. I feel like he's got a pointy nose.
But he's 5'8". He is 5'. He's short. So
he's average, isn't he?
That's
short, Chaz.
Okay.
What's 5'8"? What's the new average height for men?
I think it's 5'9".
That makes sense.
I think it's
5'9". Fair game.
Yeah, and women is 5'4", 5'3".
I think it's been 5'4" for them for a while.
Yeah. So.
Wait, if they're under 5'4", they're a little person at that point, right?
No, that's 4'11".
Under 5'.
DC put a whole lot. If you're under 5'4", you're a little person.
Women don't have the pressure of being tall.
No, they don't.
Yeah. It don't work in their favor if they are tall.
Unless you're trying to breed.
Why doesn't it work in their favor if they are tall?
It's because if you look at the percentage of people who are like over 6 feet, it's so small. And then majority of them are guys, but guys don't necessarily like to go for women that are close to their height or two or even taller than them. So for a woman, it'd be taller. They're even smaller outlier than
Well, I see
on the other,
saying.
You know, on the flip side of it. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like for me being short, like the odds are not in my favor because I'm short. Mm-hmm. So more women probably a little taller or want somebody taller. So it's
right.
Whatever.
Yeah. They lose a lot of available. Yeah, I get it.
They got mad at Angel Reese recently because she said she won't a dude that's 6'7" or higher.
Who got mad?
It's like she's 6'3". Yeah. Of course she wants to date another baller, and that kid is gonna be a beast. Like, why would she? Why would she be like, I'm 6'3" in a WNBA, and I want to mess with some dude?
Why? I just don't want to hear when women go, I can't find a good guy. I'm like, well, look, hey, come check us under 5'9". We still gonna cheat, but you open your range a lot.
This is why when women say that stuff though, like, I want a tall guy, ma'am. You are 5'3" yourself. What are you? The nerve of you to want this 6'8" guy.
I think we talked about this before. I think it's for them. When I've heard women say, it's like they feel safer.
Yeah,
protected.
A lot of tall niggas who can't fight.
That's ton of
very
them.
True.
Ton of them. Uncoordinated, goofy.
Yeah,
ass.
I seen a nigga catch a football. He looked crazy. This is wild.
All he can do is hey, stop. Hurt.
All he can do is take long strides and y'all run away.
Yeah,
that's it.
So yeah,
that's it.
It is a little awkward dating someone tall.
Yeah.
My son's mother, when she wore heels, I'd walk a little bit in front of her so that from a distance it looked like the same.
Someone caught a picture.
But up close, you're like, God damn.
The silhouette looks crazy.
Was it an insecure feeling, though? Was it ever like, I don't belong here. This feels weird.
It was a little awkward.
I mean, if I was 5'6" and my girl was 6'2", I'm still the man.
You goddamn right, you know, the man. Like, you more the man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Come here. Discipline time.
You can't, you got to pick her up by her calves and get her up. She's still on the ground. But I go like, if I see a short dude with a tall, I'm like, my man, come on, baby.
Got to come in with the confidence because if not, just going to tear your ass up.
And because there's going to be some tall dude like, what you doing with this little nigga?
He got
to get it. That's when you hit him in the knees. Yeah. That's when you punch him in the dick.
You should just have to say a thing. If she really down, she'll be like, move.
Yeah.
Come here, King. Ride on my back.
That's what I was going to say. If she give me a piggyback ride.
What's funny is, in those situations,
would you get it?
Let's ride, my stallion.
Would you hop on her back?
Hell yeah, I'll be out. What?
Like this?
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap her around my legs around her as she walks. We out of here.
She galloping.
She got the long strides.
DC, where you at? This week, man.
Oh snap! Let me woo. Yeah. October 4th, Charleston Galliard Center in Charleston, South Carolina. October 5th, Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte, North Carolina. And October 10th, Fallsville Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Ontario. Get your tickets. And also October 11th, Packard Music Hall, 8 p.m., Warren, Ohio. Get your tickets on MarlonWayansOfficial.com. And I'm going to have these tickets on my site, too, at DCIrvinComedy.com. Get your tickets.
DCIrvinComedy.com.
DC, where you at?
Hey,
sorry.
Shout Craig, out to all the daddy issues people. Man, they be coming through the shows. They be pulling up.
Yeah?
Yeah. They be scaring me sometimes. Well, I say, Craig! Or DC, it'd be like, hey, we got some daddy issuers out there.
I always show special love.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when they come from daddy issues, yeah.
Daddy issues are my favorite people. I feel like they're the only people that I don't have to, like, be on.
What you mean?
As far as promo, I know they come.
Yeah, they pull up.
It's everybody else.
What's your name? Miranda always pulls up to shows.
Miranda does always.
Yeah, Miranda pulls up wherever. She'd be traveling too.
Moyo,
so shout out to Miranda.
Up. Moyo came. Shout out to Moyo.
Yeah, Moyo.
Moyo came all the way from Detroit to LA for me and Dion Lag's 100th episode.
Oh, nice. What's up?
And she brought gifts. Shout out to you, Moyo.
Yeah, that is people
super appreciate.
T Rose, I got your new Proven merch. Slide my DMs, I'll get you a shirt.
Yeah, slide them DMs.
And catch me at Craig Wayne's on everything.
Yeah, Craig, Chaz.
October 10th through the 12th, I am in Chandler, Arizona. Did I make that place up?
No, you're right.
Mic Drop Mania?
Yes.
Chandler, Arizona. I feel like I just made that city up.
No.
I will be there with Ms. Shantae Wayans building. And then Lacroni Chaz is up. We said the 100th episode will be airing. Well, should be out by now. It was wild, and it's 3 hours, and it was a good-ass time. Thanks to everybody who pulled
up. Congrats, broski.
Live. Thank you, man. It was a good-ass time, man. So appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Tonight, October 3rd, I'll be in Charlotte at the Funny Bone. Get your tickets for that. Sorry. Comedy Zone, not Funny Bone. Comedy Zone, Charlotte. And then October 14th, I think I took a month or two off, but I'm back with the Under the Radar shows at Flappers. Need to be in the main room. Get your tickets on the 14th. And then on the 27th, I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Get your tickets for that. Where will I be? It will be at the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So get y'all tickets. And then we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
We out of here.